This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tom Ackerman.
We wrap up the show with one of my favorites, and that's the Blues general manager, president of hockey operations, Doug Armstrong. A big happy Father's Day to you. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you very much.
It's always great to talk to you. Great to talk about the business of hockey. And boy, did you have some business this past week. It was busy over there at Enterprise Center with the announcement that Alexander Steen will take over as general manager in 2026. What has this week been like for you? Because I know how much you love the job, but at the same time, as you mentioned, you wanted to do what was best for this team. How did you sort that out internally?
Just came over time. You realize that I've been here for 16 years, 14 as a manager. I'll get another couple in as a manager to get me to 16. And at different points, you just take a fresh voice, a fresh set of eyes, fresh communication with the players and the staff and the fans is important. And I thought getting these next 2 years and getting this team set up in a spot where Alex can have success is important. And then, we'll head into a new generation with Alex at the helm.
When I first met Steiner, it was probably in the locker room at some point after a game or after a skate. And hearing him talk, I always found him to be to the point, very insightful about the game, and he always gathered a crowd. I felt like reporters and people wanted to be around him to hear what he had to say. It reminded me, they're not the same type of player, but it reminded me of when I covered the Rams and Marshall Faulk. When Faulk spoke, you stood and listened. He was able to summarize the game and see it in a leader's sort of way. And I feel the same way with Alex. Did you notice that about him as a player way back when, Army?
Yeah, I think you notice his attention to detail in practice and then in games and in preparation in the gym, how he, what type of food he ate, how he prepared. And then you just get to spend year after year after year with him, like, why did? And I just, you could sense that he was different. He was very intelligent, but very driven. And I felt that he would, if he wanted to get into coaching or managing, he'd do a very good at either one of those roles. And then after he retired, he and I spent a lot of time together talking about the game and about how he saw things. And it just became more and more evident that I thought he'd be a very good person to get into our organization. And then when, you're transferring into hopefully another strong decade and a half, 2 decades of leadership, that he'd be a great candidate and the right person to lead the franchise.
He gets to watch and learn an additional 2 years before he officially takes over. You'll still be in the position of president of hockey operations and will be there for him. I guess the biggest hurdle for him will be all those numbers and contracts and trying to negotiate those things. That'll come with time and observations, right?
Yeah, and I think he got a little taste of that last year, and then he'll get obviously quite a bit more over the next 2 years moving back to St. Louis and being around us. I think the competitive part is going to come easiest for him. Going to games, getting a feel for the team, getting a feel for what we need, what pieces, how to place them around the checkerboard to make sure we can be a good group. And then the business side, the scouting, the drafting, the development, contracts, will come into play, but he'll have a great support staff around him. And I really just believe strongly in his character and his desire to learn, that he'll be able to pick that stuff up over time with ease and do a great job at it.
A 5-year contract for Alex Steen, and he will take over as general manager in 2026. Until then, your GM is this man, Doug Armstrong, who has guided this team longer as a GM than anyone in team history, and he is the longest tenured general manager in the NHL. You have some work to do still, and where do you see this organization right now as you embark on a 24-25 season?
I think we're in a good spot. I think when we started the transition, we put a loose timeline on it, and we're still in the middle of that timeline. We had really good play from some of our younger players. They're going to get an opportunity next year to come into training camp and try and push back veteran players and take ice time from them. And we're going to have veteran players trying to regain that ice time that they may have lost. So I think we're going to have a competitive camp. We'll keep our eye on free agency and player trades if they're available. But I see us as a team of internal growth right now and pushing and building our own foundation.
It's a retooling of the organization. That's everybody has a term for it, but that's the one that keeps kind of popping up. And it seems to be, and it has to be, blanket acceptance, doesn't it? Everybody seems to be on the same page. There's a lot of harmony behind closed doors, at least from what we can tell, Army.
Well, there's always harmony in the summer. when the losses start piling up, you know, that harmony can get into dissension. But, you know, we have a plan. We are going to stick to it. We're trying to be competitive. We want to be competitive. We think we can fight for a playoff spot and see what happens when you get in there. But, we're not going to be short-sighted with our decisions. We've acquired draft picks. We have 5 picks in the first 3 rounds again this year after coming off of having 3 first-rounders and trading for another one, so that was 4 last year. So we're in a good spot. We're building our foundation, our depth, and we're going to continue down that path.
You have Drew Bannister as your coach, and back to Steen. I found that interesting how you talked about how he had a hand in that hiring and that approval once you were searching around for the next coach. What did he see? I probably should ask him this question myself, but what did you see him evaluate in Drew Bannister that he liked?
I basically, what we had as our inner circle of had Scott Mellenby and Ryan Miller, Peter Shirelli and Alex Dean broke up into pairs, and they both interviewed Drew and at different times. So we got about 3 hours of good video that I could observe. And I think he just believed in what he did last year. He came in and held players accountable, tried to make a standard that was non-negotiable. Every coach has, you know, 3 or 4 things that are non-negotiable. And I think Drew and Alex's perception of what those should be are concise and intact. And I think he believes that he can push and prod these guys to being better, as do I.
This is Doug Armstrong with us for just a few more minutes, and I want to leave the ending of our conversation to reminisce a little bit. This past week, it was 5 years since you won the Stanley Cup. In fact, yesterday was 5 years since the parade down Market Street. Let's start with the moments before Game 7. It's Boston. You've just lost Game 6 at home to the Bruins, 5-1. You go into Boston. I feel like there was just a confidence about this team that they were going to do it on the road. How did you feel heading into that?
Yeah, I thought they were certainly tested. Starting in January, we put ourselves up against the wall, and so we always responded to difficult situations. And I thought we were a good road team, and I felt that our guys felt very good about themselves, how they were playing. You know, a Game 7's a crapshoot, but at home or the road, I don't really think that matters. So we felt we were in a good spot, and we withheld their barrage at the start. I think Binnington was fantastic that first period. I still remember the save he made on Marchand. And then all of a sudden we get 1 and 2 and get Petro, I think, gets a late one, and things just sort of go our way. And it was a very exciting night, obviously, as the score grew and grew. The comfort level of what might happen became more and more realistic.
What stands out to you of that on-ice celebration? What do you remember?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Just sort of taking it all in and seeing how I really enjoy watching players' families interact with their kids, their sons, wives, or, you know, whether it's the wife or if they have young family, or mostly the mother and fathers reacting with their sons on the ice, reaching their ultimate goal of doing it. And it's not like we had a lot of players that had done that before, so that was the first time. That was a genuine first time experience, and that's what I just looked at. You know, a dad and a son celebrating those, remembering those 6 a.m. practices and those long bus rides and all those things culminating in what you always dream of is a Stanley Cup.
And you won it, and you took that cup on a plane and brought it back to St. Louis, and the party was on. It went to various locations, O.B. Clark's, and on it went. And then it made its way down Market Street. I had Tom Stillman on last week, had Pat Maroon on last week. They both said the same thing. Even all the imagination of what that parade would have looked like, it was even bigger and bolder than they could have imagined. What was it like for you?
Yeah, it was. It was just the how deep they were along the sides and hanging out of buildings and things like that. It was very impressive. I think that it'd been a long time coming, and people would tell me that you won't believe what would happen if you're able to win here. And I think everyone says that. Everyone thinks it. But, you know, just that the time it took us to get through the parade, I look back on it, and we were pretty late on a lot of things we did that day for television and things like that, but I wouldn't change it for the world. To see our players interact with their fans was unbelievable. And you don't see that on the footage, but now I see it in looking back on it on film, that, you know, when you're in it, you can't see that. But just seeing Binnington and Pat and all those guys just celebrating with the fans was just really special.
It was one heck of a day, and in some ways it's still celebrated. I mean, it is still felt throughout the community, and you and your players and everybody involved at that time will be forever connected. We appreciate your time very much. Thanks for doing this for us on Father's Day, and best of luck to you, and congratulations on a big life decision and organizational decision moving forward with Alexander Steen.
Well, thank you very much for having me on. Have a great summer and a happy Father's Day to everyone.
Always great to talk to Doug Armstrong, the general manager of the St. Louis Blues. Well, folks, we are going to turn things over to Cardinal baseball. The Cardinals have a pregame at 11:10 with a 12:05 first pitch at Wrigley Field. Enjoy the day and happy Father's Day from KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.